The lead attorney for the plaintiff began his statements with a scenario. David Miller asked jurors to imagine getting the call every parent dreads. Dorian Sanders got that call at her home in Atlanta, Georgia, after her 18-year-old college freshman was pronounced dead at Peace Health Medical Center in Springfield. Sanders is suing the hospital for negligence. On February 17, 2015, Jones fell ill in her dorm room and was transported to Peace Health University District, where she was seen by Dr. Christopher Polson. The experienced emergency room physician diagnosed Jones with influenza-like symptoms, treated with ibuprofen, and after a few hours, released her. This despite his knowledge of an outbreak of meningococcemia on the Eugene campus. Later that day, Jones was found unconscious and transported to another Peace Health hospital. She died shortly after arrival. Sanders' lawsuit alleges the doctor and the hospital caused the death of the young athlete by failing to perform a routine blood test or administer antibiotics, and for having no protocol in place during a known outbreak of a deadly disease. Peace Health attorney Jeff Street said they honor the memory of Lauren Jones. He asked jurors to refrain from sympathy or emotion while considering the facts of this case and argued that Jones showed no classic signs of meningococcal disease while in hospital. Dr. Polson followed a standard of care, he said, that was prudent, thoughtful, and reasonable. Lane County Circuit Court Judge Charles Carlson instructed the jury before they left to deliberate. The formal verdict form asks the jury to answer yes or no as to whether Peace Health was negligent in one or more ways, and did that negligence cause Lauren Jones to die? 9 of 12 jurors must agree. As representative of her daughter's estate, Sanders is seeking $1 million in economic damages and $1 million in non-economic damages, which includes pain and suffering. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert at the Lane County Courthouse.